Welcome back to Table Talk with Leah. You're listening to Sunshine, and we have physio Melanie Mack in the studio with us, ready to answer all our muscular questions and queries. Hey, if you have an ache or pain in your muscles, or you're hearing a click or a clunk and you need some clarification, you can send through your questions on our text line anytime from now, 0429 985 985. And hopefully physio Melanie Mack will do her best to help you out on the show there. Physio Mel, welcome to Table Talk.
Good morning.
So good to have you here. Now, we're talking about clicks and clunks today. So let's start with clicks. I imagine it's fairly common that someone might experience having clicky ankles or knees or wrists or something like that along the way. What's happening with a click? What causes that noise?
Oh, look, anyone who's pretty much an adult at least will click.
Okay. So good to know.
And what we need to do is also, like, what's the difference between a click and a clunk? I'm talking about how you perceive the sound. So a click will be a versus a clunk being a.
Okay. Ooh, you are very good at making those sounds. Okay, so we've got the difference in the sounds. It's like a higher pitched sound for a click, right?
Yes, and it's a little bit more subtle. And sometimes with the deeper clunk sort of thing like that, people actually will feel a movement as well with that. And I think that's sort of a very important defining segment with it. Yeah, okay. That's right.
And are some people more prone to having clicks than others?
Yes, but a lot of it also has to do with behavior as well. Okay. So you're more likely to get clicks if you don't have as good muscle balance on, like, both sides of your arm or on your back and that sort of thing. But a lot of it has to do with, have you been in that same position for like the last 20 minutes and then you have to move?
Okay.
Because clicks can be generated by a whole lot of different little things. So clicks can be small joint movements, will be a. But you can also get, you know how people talk about your clicky wrists?
Yes.
Or clicky ankle. Everyone goes, look, I've got this ankle that clicks and stuff like that. Quite often, that's actually a tendon subluxating or flicking over a bone and flicking back.
Oh.
That sort of thing. Yeah. So it's not, everyone's always thinking it's a ligament.
Right.
Or it's a bone, like that sort of thing. It's like, no, you can generally, it's a tendon. It can flick over a bone surface because our bone surfaces aren't smooth, particularly in a lot of areas. Around the ankle being one of them.
Okay.
It just flicks. And that's also the reason why you don't often get any pain with it. It's just like a subtle movement, but it's like a guitar string. If you play it, it's like you'll get that, like, exactly the same thing with guitar string. You get a sound, this will get a.
That is so interesting. So is it then concerning, now that you're unpacking that, I'm thinking about clicky ankles, if that's something regularly happening, is it a concern at all? Does someone, if they're hearing that, if they're feeling that, even if there's no pain, is it a concern for them?
And that's the fantastic million-dollar question with that thing. It's really important. Or was there pain?
Okay.
If there's no pain. If you can do it repeatedly and you can even isolate to actually work out where that area is, sometimes you can even see a little tendon or something flicking over.
Yeah.
They can be a lot less uncommon. That can be the result of there are some actually subluxating tendon disorders, but they're really, really uncommon. But the fact that, like, clicky ankles, clicky things like that, doesn't bother most people most of the time. It's not necessarily going to lead to some awful pathology. If it doesn't bother you, then don't worry about it.
That is good to know. So if there's no pain, you're probably okay.
Most of the time, yes.
A big question that comes to mind for me is, if there's constant clicking or even just a one-off click, is that an early sign of arthritis?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is where the click. So one of the most common things is people get a clicky neck.
Yes.
Or some people even get, and we haven't even mentioned it, it's like a sound. That
in
you can
the neck.
Often, and you can hear it and everyone's like, can't you hear it? Can't you hear it grinding? It's like, no, what actually happens is the vibrations go up through your own spine and into the little ossicles in your ear, your little ear bones.
Wow.
And that's why you're going, can't you hear it? And it's like, no.
No one else can hear it, just you.
And what you would get there is you do get the joint surfaces sliding over each other. But is that a sign of arthritis? No, not necessarily.
Okay.
But what if you do, that's when we start talking about clunks. And clunks can be quite different, and that sort of opens up a can of worms in regards to that.
Okay. Sorry. No, this is good because I have lots of questions about the clunks, and we're going to talk about the difference between clicks and clucks. Now, Physio Mel, we've actually got a question that's come in. We've been talking about clicks and clunks, and we've got a text here from Leanne in Darch, and she says, "Hey, good morning, Leah. Wondering if you can ask Mel about a hip click, possibly a clunk, and discomfort when doing mountain climbers, please. Is it best to avoid the movement or push through? If it's best to avoid the movement, what would be an alternative to that, please?" Now, what would you say?
Look, this is a really good question, Leanne. And the most important part about your question is the fact that you put in the word that you get discomfort.
Okay,
so discomfort tends to, it opens up the idea that it's something that's an imbalance we need to look at. So, you know, it's funny, is a hip click or clunk? There is such a thing as clicky hips.
Okay.
We often see it in often ballet dancers or whatever that sort of thing. And what it is, it's an actual imbalance between like your quads and your hamstrings.
Right.
And a classic example for any of you guys that do Pilates, there's a particular maneuver called a one hip circle, whatever like that. And that's normally a really good one to try and work through this problem. But you've said discomfort, and that's really important. So with the clunk, you often feel that it actually, there is a movement in the hip that is slightly different on that side. You don't have to, but you can get what we call it as a femoroacetabular impingement syndrome or some other ones where basically the socket and the ball don't fit properly. Okay. But it only shows up in certain exercises.
Okay.
All right?
Not everything.
It's one of those things that we only find it when we're actually looking for it. It's not at all to do with dysplastic hips and babies or any of that sort of stuff. Like that's completely different. But the mountain climber, it's just because you're actually in hip flexion and you're doing a hip flexion movement. So what I mean is you're bent at the pelvis and doing a hip flexion movement. Before, I would not even, certainly don't push through, which is what you've questioned. Don't do that. I wouldn't even give you an alternative until you get it checked out.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily an arthritis. It's not, because you can also get your big psoas muscle, which is your big hip flexor muscle, and you actually have a bursa there at the front, which is a fluid-filled sac, and sometimes that gets inflamed. Mountain climbers would be a classic example of an exercise to irritate that, and that will also get you the feeling of a clunk. It will also be painful or give you discomfort in that movement. So get it checked out.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Leanne, for texting in there. And of course, if you've got any more questions, you can jump on the text line 0429 985 985. Hey, Mel, we've been talking about clicks, and I am interested to head into talking about clunks in a moment. But one question that's just popped up is, I've heard that clicky hips are fairly common in babies.
Yes.
Is that true? What causes that and what happens there?
Okay, so what that is sort of what I was alluding to before, is what we call hip dysplasia. So it's actually just got to do, once again, it's like the ball and the socket aren't fitting properly. But really what it can do is that you can actually dislocate those hips on the little ones, because they're not as well developed, their shape isn't as well developed and stuff. So, you know, we put them in some sort of device or holding them together at least, just while they sort of grow into it. And a lot of babies that get diagnosed initially with the unstable hips don't necessarily progress onwards to be arthritic hip replacement people later on in life.
Yeah.
But it is actually a routine thing that we do to check with babies when they're born, is to actually move it, because, you know, it is something that extremely painful baby too if we don't address it to start off with.
Of course.
They do quite well.
Yeah. So they progress quite well if we can get onto it young. So it is important that we check that.
Absolutely.
In our little ones. So we've covered a lot to do with clicks. Keep those texts coming through. We will be addressing some more of those shortly. But Mel, I want to get onto the clunks. So we've talked, can you do the sounds for us again? The click and the clunk.
So a click is a, and a clunk is a.
Okay, so what's going on when our joints are clunking, or when we hear that sound?
Okay, a clunk generally happens in a bigger joint as well. So we tend to think of it with, as just before, with hips or with shoulders, that sort of thing. But everyone at some point, or most people at some point, have moved their back and it's gone.
Right.
Okay, and immediately, you know, you get white in the face and you think, oh my God, I've just done my back, I've done a disc. And it's like, no, you get an area of low pressure. So you remember the old like cap guns or suction cup?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a suction cup and you pull it, it goes
Yep.
The same thing can happen with your joints. So you've got like an area of low pressure, and particularly, once again, if you've been in the same position, like sitting and stuff all day, and you get out of your chair and you get that sudden, and what it is, it's the two joint ends being released from each other.
Okay.
And you get that. It's not necessarily the clunk of what we were just talking about with the hip before,
okay,
where something could be moving around and separating. But they are different things. And, yeah, and often if you get keep getting the clunk from the same joint, you know, something is different happening differently mechanically at that spot.
Okay.
And you can go get that checked out. Absolutely.
Fantastic. We're going to explore more to do with clunks in just a moment. We're going to throw to a song. Now, Physio Mel, we have been talking about clicks and clunks. We actually have a few texts that have come through here. There's one that says, "Hi, please could you ask about the best treatment or movements for bursitis and pelvic degeneration?" Mel.
Okay, so I'm assuming also from this one is that the bursitis is from some of the bursas that are around your pelvis. So bursas are fluid-filled sacs.
Okay.
And basically they sort of work as a little bit of a shock absorber in some way, but it also can change the angle of pull from a tendon. It's really, really common to get bursitis around the hip joint.
Okay.
Previously I mentioned being at the front, but often at the side. And people talk about not being able to lie on a side at night, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so what are the different treatments for it? The strange thing is actually exercising the muscle over the top, which you just think would irritate the heck out of it.
Right.
But with the right exercises, they get some fantastic outcomes. But if your muscle over the top is too tight, okay, getting some muscle releases through that area does actually make a difference.
Okay.
You also need to have a look at how you're actually moving the joint. So we also get bursas. We have bursas everywhere.
Mm.
And one of the funny things is that everyone goes, well, how many bursas do you have? And it's like, it depends on the person. You can actually create
truly?
Your own. Yes, those TV shows where they say how many bursas and bones are not never quite accurate.
Okay.
but so shoulders are a classic one, that sort of thing. And generally it's got to do with shoulder movements not being correctly and hip movements not, and it's from years of having your own style or a way of walking, but particularly when you if it's around the hip, often it has to do with weakness of your glute muscles, so that your knee falls inward when you walk.
Okay.
So what you need to do, you need to work out which bursa it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Then work out if mechanically you are doing a particular behavior, because there you can inject these things and they get some great outcomes, but if you're still doing the bad behavior, you will not get any change in your outcome. So you need, dare I say it, I'm sorry to say, but a mechanical analysis. And that will also affect when you've got your pelvic degeneration. It won't change the actual degeneration of the joint by making it better. But what you need to do is, if you get your mechanics right and you work on strengthening so that your mechanics, the way you move, is correct, you'd be amazed how much your pain can drop off.
Wow, amazing. Okay, thank you so much for texting in there with Mel. There's another one here from Darren. Darren from Ridgewood says, "Hi Mel, I have several interesting noises coming from my neck. I have a C5, C6 fusion from an accident and suffer from chronic pain. I've been told it can't be fixed. I just have to manage what I've got. Any suggestions on how to maintain fit and health there?"
Okay, this is a really interesting one, because you've also just got that, you know, you have said that you got several interesting noises from necks, and necks can get out type of shearing sound. And I was just speaking about this before with Leah, because one of the weird things is that people go, "Can't you hear it?" It's like, no, I can't.
Right.
But when if you've had a neck fusion, generally they put a spacer or something to try and keep the joints the same height, but you've had trauma, so there is some damage that's there. But you often get long-term muscle spasm over a period of time.
Okay.
And that puts pressure on all of the joints. So what you then have is that you don't have this group of all these joints working dynamically and in sync with each other that have full range. Quite often though, Darren, getting proper muscle release of tension, and your neck muscles are joined to your shoulders as well. So a shoulder is a neck and a neck is a shoulder. And to try and get that muscle toned down a little bit and learn particular isolated little neck stretches, not these big ones where you put your hand on your head and you lean it to the side or any of this sort of stuff, not with your condition, you can actually make quite a difference to at least some of those sections in your neck. So when you've had a neck fusion, often people hold their neck quite stiff, you've got chronic pain, your brain generally makes you hold that section stiff because it thinks it's your way of healing.
Okay. But
it's that overreaction of that that restricts the joint movement everywhere else, and then you get all these weird and wonderful sounds and things like that. So
get a
little bit of detail. That's right.
Is going to help there, but gently. You're not going to want to overdo it.
And get it from definitely a professional that deals with necks.
Fantastic. Darren, thank you so much for texting in there. Hey, if you do have a question or a query for our physio Mel here in the studio, you can text it through 0429 985 985. We've got to throw to a song now, but we will be back with more from physio Mel after this. We are chatting about clicks and clunks. Now, if you have an ache or pain, or you are hearing a click or a clunk and you need some clarification, you can send your questions through on our text line 0429 985 985, and Physio Mel will do her best to help you out there. Now, Physio Melanie, we have another text here that's come through from Yandy Atwell. She says, hi, for the past few months, every morning when I wake up, I can feel an aching pain in my finger joints, even though I did nothing special on the night before. Usually the pain comes when I did some gardening the day before, which I would understand. Just wondering if I need to take some vitamins or have it checked. The pain will gradually disappear throughout the day. What would you say to Yandy there, Mel?
Oh, look, Yandy, hello. This is actually really well written because it gives me a couple of really important things. You're saying it's been going for a couple of months. It's in your finger joints, even though you've done nothing special on the night before. You definitely notice it with gardening, but you also say it gradually disappears throughout the day. And that's a really important thing.
Okay.
So we always underestimate gardening, by the way, like we really do, particularly weeding.
Right.
Because we're not very many of us in our jobs actually do it's like a fist position when you actually grab something and then you're pulling it with a lot of wrist movement and stuff like that and fingers as well. So it's a fair amount of wear and tear. But you do say that you've been waking up with pain in your finger joints. Now, if that's it's an ache that we're thinking about, if it's also, it sounds like a really weird thing to say, but if you almost feel like it's sticky, like they're slow to get moving and stuff throughout the day, sometimes that can actually be from your neck.
No way.
And although people are saying, oh, but it's actually my hands, and it's like, no, C5, C6, pretty much control what's going on in those hands.
Wow.
But one of the interesting things is you don't think about it. When you're gardening, you're poking your head forward like a turtle most of the time.
That's very true.
And hanging it down. Yeah. And one of the other times I get to see people coming with exactly this complaint is if they've been watching their phone or their iPad while sitting on a plane for a couple of hours.
No.
Because you never think about your head sticking forward like a turtle and slightly down.
True.
That sort of thing. And it can. It can really irritate a couple of the nerves that are going in your neck. So no, there's no vitamins I'm going to suggest for that. I'm actually saying get it checked out. Get your hands checked out. But the important thing is it disappears throughout the day. But you have sort of said too, when you go in for your appointment, past few months, try to think if you can see when it actually started. What change in behavior, if you did have a change in behavior that was actually doing it. And then I'd go get your hands looked at, but also get your neck looked at to see what's going on. And good luck with that.
So good. And Yandy, thank you for texting in. Of course, if you have any more questions, you can jump on the text line 0429 985 985. Now, Mel, we've been chatting about clicks and clunks.
Yes.
And the difference between the two. Now, I want to actually ask you about the cracking of knuckles, though. We haven't really touched on this yet, and I feel like it's something that's pretty common.
It is common, and parents are always telling their kids not to do it, besides the fact it's, well, you've got a partner and it's really annoying.
Yep.
Because there is a placebo type of effect too, is that people can like just think that it's helping, that sort of thing. It's a really interesting thing. It's called cavitation. What actually, for years I didn't really know. The argument has been out there. But what happens is that when you are separating the two different sides of the joint, it can pull sort of gas out of the fluid state, and it creates little bubble, and that's where you sort of get that snap sound.
Okay.
Basically, that's what it is. And no, it doesn't cause arthritis. Okay. I'm sorry to tell everyone. Wow. That's like, that's your, how you discipline your child. Like, don't do it or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, in fact, there was even a Dr. Ungar that wanted to prove the point, and he won a thing called the Ig Nobel Prize, which is a bit of a joke. They do it for the Nobel Prizes, and it's for things that are quirky and fun.
Love that.
And he actually cracked his left hand for 50 years twice a day and got them both x-rayed, and they were exactly the same.
Truly. So no problems there.
No problems.
Because
there.
I'm someone that would crack my neck occasionally feeling, and look, maybe it's a placebo. I feel like it helps, but I'm always worried that I'm doing damage. But
well, that's where you can get a sticky joint and you're wondering why one joint is different from the others.
Yeah.
And that could be associated with some joint degeneration. Sorry to tell you,
okay.
But quite often it's, you know, it's not, unless you've got sort of pain in there, at least, you know, in the earlier stages of your life. But we are all doing bad behaviors all day, whether we're driving the car, sitting, reading, just stuck at a computer, all those sort of things. And quite often we're bending more at one joint than another. And that's when you start to wear joints out.
Okay. So, Mel, we actually have to wrap up today. If we haven't gotten to any of your texts on the text line, then we will save them because Mel will be back and joining us in a fortnight's time. But Mel, perhaps, is there a takeaway for us today? We've been talking about clicks and clunks. Is there something for us to remember? It can be quirky. It can be whatever you like. Something, that a little takeaway, a nugget of gold.
If it hurts, you always get it checked out.
Okay.
If you can repeatedly make one joint move, it will be an imbalance.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have a problem now. You possibly could have a problem in the future. But we all get clicks and clunks. And when you woke up this morning and stretched and rolled over, do not be worried if you had a few noises there. It's
that
okay.
So good to know. Wonderful. Hey, Physio Mel, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.